This is Generation Swap. While the world talks about a generation gap,
we talk about generational connection. Our guests, we call them swap mates, discuss goals, passions, and values, helping each other figure out life.
Keep listening for more.
Welcome to Generation Swap. I'm your host, Cindy Camp, and today I'm in the studio talking with Marty Arnold and Emma Pearson, both part of our Generation Swap project this semester. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
I'd love to have you each tell our listeners something that you learned about each other this semester that is noteworthy.
Well, when I describe Emma to people, I say Emma really has a problem. And her problem is having too much talent and too many choices ahead of her, which I think probably maybe keeps her awake at night occasionally. And that sounds a little bit like a joke, but it really isn't, because I think at your age, when you have the whole world ahead of you and you see 50 paths, it must weigh on you sometimes. So, you know, we've talked about keeping your options open, but that's a little bit of a cliche because, you know, at some point you need to sort of narrow the field a little bit so you're not just running around in circles. So I think you've got some really fun challenges ahead of you.
Oh, thank you. One thing that I have learned about Marty that's important, she's just so encouraging for me when I talk about my, like, worrying about my path and stuff. You know, she's always been able to say something that makes me feel just a little bit less worried about what lies ahead, even if, you know, the worry is still there. It helps to, you know, hear how things have gone in her life, hear her thoughts about what I should do. And she's just a really interesting person who's gone through a lot and been through, like, made a lot of choices in life. And so to hear her perspective on things just gives everything a different light.
Well, you're a student here, Emma. That's your connection to Aquinas College. I believe you're a sophomore, just about to finish your sophomore year. Marty, you have taught at Aquinas in the past. You're also a published author, and you've just written a second book. So you've got a strong connection here and, you know, a fairly unique talent. Do you want to say anything about the book?
About my book?
Yeah.
Well, Emma knows that one of my passions is gardening and the environment. And in recent years, I have been very, very interested in combining my hobby with my passion. And they're both sort of hobbies and passions. But to be able to create a landscape in my yard, which is an ecosystem, is really important to me. And I wrote a book about a landscape designer who takes on a very big task and ends up falling in love and dealing with some family issues and making something really wonderful of her life through some real challenges. And so that's what the book is about. And it's a way for people who maybe are not all that interested in gardening and don't want to read, you know, a textbook on gardening, to learn about some important ways that they can transform their yard into an ecosystem through fiction.
And I've just ordered the book. You want to tell us the title?
It's called Charlotte's Crossing. And the garden that she works on is an island in the river. And it's set here in West Michigan. So the river will be familiar to people, especially people in Ada. But it's called the Hawthorne River.
Well, congratulations. It's a big achievement.
Thank you.
Emma, you're, as I said, just about to finish your sophomore year of college. Tell us what you're studying.
Oh, well, see, that's, you know, part of my problem. Currently, I am majoring in biochemistry and molecular biology, kind of thinking maybe medical field, maybe research. But also, I have a passion for, like, children and have always loved, you know, babysitting and stuff. So that keeps coming back, and I keep thinking about maybe going into teaching or child psychology or something along those lines. And so I really don't know.
So some diverse possibilities.
Yes, for sure.
They all sound very exciting. I know the two of you met just a few months ago. Mm-hmm. So at the beginning of the semester, we had a meet and greet breakfast. So you really have only known each other since late January. Yeah. One of the things that this course was built around this semester was the topic of heroes. Dr. Ian Borton is teaching an honors course about heroes. And Emma, you've been enrolled in that course. I'm curious about each of your perspectives on the ways in which intergenerational relationships might have a sort of an overlap with the topic of heroes. In other words, in what ways can you be life guides for each other? And especially Marty, I guess, as someone in the second half of life, how are you able to help Emma?
Well, I think hero is a very strong word. But I think about when I was in college and when I was 40, and I think about, I know a lot more now than I did when I was in college. And I know a lot more now than when I was 40. And I even know a few things I didn't know yesterday. So I think, you know, just based on age, I think there's some things that I can share with Emma or anybody my age can share with somebody. Because, you know, if you're smart, you're going to learn something every day. So you really do get, by the time you get my age, you have a brain full of a lot of it useless knowledge, but you still, you end up picking up a lot. And then, of course, there's the experience as well.
And we usually ask our guests to tell the listeners your ages because that helps them visualize you.
Yes.
Marty, do you mind sharing your age?
Well, visually, I'm much, much younger, but I am 72.
72. And Emma?
I'm 20.
20. I'm so happy that we can just, I think, dig into this topic of heroes with each of you. Emma, you've taken a whole course on heroes, and you're almost at the end. What are your thoughts about intergenerational relationships and the topic of heroes as you've been studying it?
Well, specifically in relation to the part we've been studying is we've kind of talked about how your role in the hero's journey, as some people like to refer it, you're not ever really out of it, but sometimes you change. So, you know, the young person might be the more stereotypical hero that you think of every day, but they never get there on their own. They always have somebody who's providing them some sort of assistance, whether it's by giving them a physical tool to help or just advice along the way. There's always an Obi-Wan to your Luke. There's nobody is doing this by themselves. And so to have another person to talk to who is, you know, not in your family, they haven't known you since you're an infant and have an image of you in their mind of you as a baby, and you're always a baby to them. It's somebody who's able to talk to you as an adult, but also provide more than you can get from just talking to your peers.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that dimension, but you're right. You really have built a relationship that's just over a few months. And so Marty isn't someone who's known you for a long time, unlike a lot of the other people in your life who have had a role all along. I'm also wondering if each of you would share a favorite failure, some way in which you have had something happen that didn't go the way you wanted, but that you learned from that experience. It's often said we learn more from the things that don't turn out the way we want than from the things we would say, oh, this was a real success for me. So could you each talk about a favorite failure?
I thought about when I was in college. I picked the wrong college and didn't know that. It took me 2.5 years to figure out that I was in the wrong place. And that it wasn't necessarily all me. It was a place which I find, I wouldn't have been able to say it at the time, but it was more conservative than I was used to. It was a little bit racist. It was a place that glorified sports more than I sort of could get behind. And I dated a guy who was really wrong for me. And I don't think I would have married him, but we were getting to the point where I needed to make a decision. You know, I either need to cut this guy loose or we're going to get engaged. And fortunately, I cut him loose and left the college. But I mean, I don't know if I would say that was really a failure, but it certainly made me realize how vulnerable I was at that age to, you know, I didn't know enough about myself to know that that there was just really something wrong there and I needed to leave.
Yeah, and 2.5 years is it's a good amount of time to have to just realize, hey, I've got to change some things here and new direction?
Well, it was including foreign study. And when I came back from foreign study, I said to my parents, I can't go back there.
And where did you go for foreign study?
France.
Oh, France. Emma, favorite failure? Now, you've only got 20 years to draw on, but let's see what you would cite here.
Would probably say just when I was little, I definitely, spent some time trying to, fit in with the other kids. And now I really don't as much. I kind of just do my own thing. And I've found that, I enjoy time with my friends more. I just enjoy my life more. And it's not that big of a change, but, allowing myself to stop trying to pretend that I was whoever I wanted to be and that I can just be who I am is something that has worked for me and turned out pretty amazing, I'd say, so far.
I think college is so freeing for a lot of people, or just getting past high school. High school can feel like such a fishbowl where everybody knows each other. College is a fresh start. It's often a much bigger group of people. And that's kind of an interesting observation on your part. I'm going to ask Marty, because so often in the second half of life, it becomes easier to be true to ourselves, and we start to get even better at listening to an internal voice instead of looking at what everybody's doing around us or what our parents or our bosses wanted from us. Marty, what for you has been easier in the second half of life, or in what way do you feel like you're better at listening to that internal voice?
In the middle of my life, it was all about family work balance. And I made some sacrifices in the area of my professional life because I really liked my home life. I liked my kids. I like my husband. And when I saw my bosses who were, that was all they were doing with their lives, really. And they were just totally devoted to the job. And there were times where I had to just step back and say, I am going to take that vacation that I'm entitled to. I'm not going to be so, if that's what it takes to get a promotion or a raise, I'm sorry, but I need to take some time off. That kind of thing. So it was a kind of a trade-off for me. And of course, when I retired, it was just this huge liberation because you don't realize how much you're kind of trying to figure out what other people want from you, your boss, the organization's goals, all of those kinds of things. You really are not. You don't realize how much you're not your own person until you really are your own person. And, I know retirement's a long ways away for Emma, but I recommend it.
Sounds good to me. Yeah. I'm not that far away. The next question is for Emma. So you've had this experience all semester of having someone who's been a sort of a mentor, what we call a swap mate. You are still having, 2 years of college ahead of you, yeah, and your sort of career and your search for the right major, the right career path. What else would be helpful for you to learn from other people who might be role models or mentors at different stages of life, whether it's relationship related, work-life balance, career advice? Just wondering if there's anything else that you're aware of that you think, gosh, it'd be really good to have somebody help me figure this out.
I think it's always important to have a different perspective on how things can be done because, my parents, they met at graduate school. So it was kind of ingrained that you just keep going to school. And then, my mom became a stay-at-home mom when I was little. She did the mom thing. My dad kept working, is still working all the time. And so being able to experience relationships with people, whether it's through this or through other ways that have different dynamics, have taken slightly different paths in life, it just gives a better idea of what exactly the options are and also how different people can give perspective on the same exact situation just because everybody has different life experiences. And so in terms of relationships, my dad, who has only ever been with my mom in terms of dating and stuff, is going to have a very different take than somebody who has been dating since middle school and has been with a whole bunch of people. So even just stuff like that, I feel like having a more varied approach than what you might get from, you know, just talking to your parents and grandparents and even aunts and uncles has been valuable and will probably continue to be valuable throughout my adult life.
Marty, any other sort of thoughts for Emma as she's figuring out, especially this career dilemma and, yes. and which major, which path to pursue?
Well, as you know, Emma is in the sciences, and she took a history class, and the history professor took her aside and said, "You really ought to be a history major." And she was like, "No, I can't put another choice, you know, in my multiple choice test."
Yeah,
but people love to be asked for advice. It's very flattering. So if you feel like somebody's is withholding some information that would be really, really helpful to have, chances are if you say, you know, what do you think? I'm kind of struggling with this decision, and I'd really love to have your advice. And, you know, everybody is happy to give you advice. Might not be good advice, but happy to give it and flattered.
Yeah. I used to resist advice, I think, for the most part, until I got to motherhood. And I had my first baby at 40. And at that point, I realized a lot of people have done this before me. I bet I could get a lot of good insights from people. So that was, I think, the first time I was really aware that I started asking for lots of input. But Marty, you're right. There's so many situations in life where, number one, people do appreciate being asked. Mm-hmm. But number two, you can get some really helpful information. And you don't have to act on it. You can think about it. Can, mm-hmm. You know, but yeah,
I think if I look back on my life, I would probably take a few more risks if I knew then what I know now. I think I was a good girl, and I did what was expected of me. And I mean, I did some adventurous things, but I kind of look back and think I could have done more. I don't regret any of the adventures I did go on. There were probably a few that I passed up.
So who knows what's out there for Emma? Mm-hmm. Well, I want to wrap up by asking if either of you have closing thoughts, anything you'd like to add about the topic of heroes, about this experience, about mentoring or career?
I was just going to say that I feel like this experience was great, and somehow Marty seemed to match me in like everything I could have ever wished from this experience. You know, I didn't put down, there was an option when we were getting ready for this that to like put down requests about what you would want out of a swap mate and like what kind of things I like and stuff. And I didn't put down very much because I kind of wanted to see what the universe brought me. And it brought me somebody pretty amazing. So I think I feel like this is a pretty awesome relationship.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you saying that. We'd go out for these long lunches and they really would be long, and we never ran out of things to say.
No, we did not.
And our pairing of people is fairly serendipitous. I mean, we know a little bit about each of you, but then we just kind of roll the dice and say, okay, we're going to put these two names together. And so it's always good to hear that you connected in ways that were meaningful.
And I hope one day I'll get an email or a telephone call and saying, hey, Marty, this is Emma, remember me? Mm. And, you know, we'll just go out for lunch or something.
Yeah.
Well, I love that idea. We want to thank both our guests today, Marty Arnold, Emma Pearson. Delightful to have you with us. And Emma, especially best of luck to you
as you
finish your college career. Generation Swap is a production of the Aquinas College Advantage Center. You can find our show wherever you get your podcasts or at generationswap.com. Our career and connections expert is Dr. Dana Hebriard. Our producer is John Griffin, and our social media coordinator is Alexandra Stevenson. I'm Cindy Camp, Generation Swap creator. Thank you for spending time with us today. We're looking forward to swapping stories with you again soon.